This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Saturday urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House on Saturday, President Trump said that he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate.
We won, and we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now we're here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it is hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg, including her friend, Justice Clarence Thomas. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of Ginsburg's death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague, unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil. He said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concludes, I will dearly miss my friend. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was giving the deal with Oracle my blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Trump critics have said that while TikTok's security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of former coup leader, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said there were more than 50,000, while police said there were 18,000, still enough to make it the biggest since Prayut took power in 2014. Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply on Saturday against a women's protest march, demanding the authoritarian president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old protester Nina Bahinskaya. During the weekend protest, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. The demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handed Lukashenko a sixth term in office with an overwhelming 80% support. Opponents of the longtime leader have claimed the election was rigged. You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.